Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast. I'm Scott Winteroth, and this podcast is for those who want to blog more. Now, that's a very short introduction of what I have in store for you, and you might be curious about what this podcast is really about, and probably wondering who the heck is this guy speaking. Well, if you stick around, and I hope you do, I'm going to share with you my story and the reasoning behind this podcast, titled The Blog You Want and the Time You Have. Let's face it, blogging is hard and time-consuming, but when it is done right, the rewards are plentiful. If blogging was too easy, then everyone would be an overnight success, which would be awesome, but it doesn't happen that way. And the few who can get it done are the ones who reap the rewards. If you are looking to reap the rewards of blogging and building an online following of your dreams, then I'm your guy. You took the chance and downloaded my podcast. Thank you. And I hope this is because you're curious about either getting started blogging, sharpening up your blogging efforts, or maybe you're looking for someone to convince you that blogging is even worth your time. That's exactly my mission, to convince you that blogging is well worth your time and to make sure you're doing it correctly. With this podcast, I'm going to do my best to share a culmination of wins and losses from over the last 10 plus years of blogging, as well as interviews from other content creators who are rocking it out. Now, I will be the first to admit I'm certainly not a blogging expert by some standards, but I have made plenty of blogging mistakes, and if anything, I've learned a lot from those mistakes. I've also spent the last several years preparing for my forthcoming book. Within this book, I've researched and tested several different strategies for time management for creative and more productive workflows. Now, you might be wondering why blogging is important to Scott. That's a great question. But I had to do a bit of pondering myself in order to come up with an answer to that question. It takes me back a bit, but since we're just making acquaintances, I thought it'd be a good episode to share with you my backstory. I will warn you, I'm going to start from the very beginning, so I hope you do enjoy and please bear with me. Now, here we go. As a child, I was always enamored with the news. I told you I was going way back, so please bear with me. I really loved how the news told a story and was a way to document our daily lives. This is likely the reason why I studied journalism and corporate communications in college. In 2006, with my corporate comms and journalism degree, I scored a non-paid internship working in PR, a firm in Chicago. I eventually was hired on full-time, and my duties included writing press releases, conceptualizing story ideas, and pitching the local media. Professional writing became something I had to do, and it was sort of enabling for me knowing that I was getting paid to essentially create and promote content. An important byproduct of working in this capacity was the fact that I had to scour the internet to read blogs and news outlets for clippings about our clients and their industries. This gave me a lot of frontline time with the World Wide Web and how online publications worked from a user's experience. Also, I had the chance to see how not to do it, which would come in handy as I prepared to launch my own blog. After transitioning from the demanding PR firm into a corporate communications job and living in a new space where I had less of a commute to work, I found myself with a lot more time and in need of a creative outlet. I was also working on the side for a small suburban real estate developer and they needed a website and online marketing strategy. Since I had worked on websites in the past, I figured it would be a good use of my time to create one myself for the company I was working for, since the budget was tight and essentially, well, non-existent. And I had the time. It was the dawn of the real estate crisis, so it wasn't like I was busy selling homes. I had plenty of time on the weekends trapped in an empty model home with no customers to research the web and tinker with programs like Photoshop, Dreamweaver, and eventually I found a little program called WordPress. Once I realized how I could publish content to the web with these tools, I was like the missing pieces of the puzzles automatically fell into place and the magic door opened for me. Equipped with a journalism training, PR experience, and the ability to publish to the web with a self-hosted WordPress blogging platform, I was in business. I launched my first blog, or what I called online magazine, because at the time, blogging was not really taken seriously. Granted, I was probably one of those PR flacks who didn't take blogging seriously, but I would soon learn firsthand the time commitment it took to operate and realize that blogging can be a very powerful way to share your ideas, passions, and promote your business. I've written a detailed blog post on my backstory into WordPress, which I will share in the show notes. It's a little long for this, but I thought I would share it with you in case you're interested. But in short, I fell in love with blogging when I launched my first successful, or what I call successful blog, Content Music Chicago in 2008. Successful to me, meaning it lived well beyond just a couple of posts. Unlike many previous blogging efforts, I was able to monetize my efforts and build the community surrounding my local country music scene. It was awesome. With Country Music Chicago, not only was I able to meet and photograph some of the biggest names in the music business of the time, I knew I was onto something pretty powerful, given that it didn't take long for my blog to control the search engine terms related to my niche. This is really when the light bulb for me turned on a bit brighter, because I realized how any brand could leverage content to drive traffic to their website, build an email list, and foster an online community, but most importantly, become known for something that they love or that they are passionate about. Unfortunately, success would actually end up driving me away from Country Music Chicago, because just a few years after I started the blog, I opened up shop as a freelance WordPress assembler / PR social and digital media consultant through my company called Front and Social. With this company, I had the pleasure to help many brands and blogs set up shop, and that is when I realized I needed to help others and share my story so they can go on to build awesome things. About a year ago, I started a new business called ContentAcademy.com. Content Academy is where I teach the strategies I use to grow my visibility online with tactics such as blogging, content, and digital strategy. I hope that you can check it out soon. We have a variety of great content within our blog, library, and online community with a lot more on the way. And if you're near Chicago, I hope you can join us for a class. Now, that's a lot. I don't want to bore you with more of my backstory, but if you really want to learn more about my foray into WordPress and how it has enabled me to achieve so much, I posted a few links in the show notes where I continue this story. Why a podcast about the blog you want? One of the biggest problems I've had is time management. I probably say yes too often and no, not enough, but there's a double-edged sword to that. Not getting yourself out there can equal a lost opportunity for maybe not meeting a new person, making new connections, learning a new way of thinking, or validating what you're working on. But doing too much busy work can take you away from your working on your important but not urgent projects, which for most of us, that's where your blog sits. Once you can emotionally and mentally commit to deploying a blog strategy, then you need to decide on your ultimate priorities. Going to local events and meetups in your city and town will help you become known within your local community, which is awesome for some, and it's a great start. But if you want to become known outside of your geographical community and you want to leverage the World Wide Web to build online visibility, then you need to prioritize your content creation efforts. Just think about it. Speaking at one local meetup might make 10 new connections, with one or two actually turning into something valuable for you. And yes, I did say speaking, not just attending. Now, you could also write a quality blog post or create an online video that helps others learn a new skill, fix a problem, or simply entertain them. And with a few techniques for promotion and search optimization, you can enlighten hundreds of people and turn them towards your online channels. Think about it before you leave for your next event or spend hours preparing for a speech. Evaluate what is your priority. You know it's important for you to build a blog and maintain a content creation strategy, etc. But it's sometimes quickly forgotten within the hustle and bustle of daily needs. Family needs, work needs, client needs, etc. There is almost always a good excuse to skip a blog, and you are the only one that can decide what's most important to you. Once you find yourself doing something you love, there never seems to be enough time in the day to accomplish everything you want to finish. A few years back, and still a bit today, I realized I needed to take a fine look at what and how I approach my daily tasks and new projects. The end result was my unscientific studies and research that is what I will share in this podcast series. I'm no productivity expert. It's so easy to claim something that you're not on the internet, but I don't consider myself an expert in productivity. Rather, I'm using my news reporting training to pull from great sources and supplement from my own experiences. My goal is to help others avoid mistakes that I've made so they can become more efficient and achieve the blog that they want while realizing their true potential. Now, There's a lot to cover when it comes to starting, maintaining, and growing a blog strategy. In the next few episodes, I'm going to share some tactics and strategies for maximizing your blogging efforts. If you like what you're hearing, then please head on over to blogyouwant.com and sign up to get an email alert when new episodes are published and join our special Blogging Productivity Facebook group. And don't forget, please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcatcher service. I love feedback. If you have any feedback on this episode, or you'd like to share some blogging tips, please hit me up at theblogyouwant.com. Thanks.